and murder, but insisted it won't affect the group's negotiating position. The family of a month-old baby who was murdered by his dad in Leicester say they've been dragged through hell. 29-year-old Michael Davis has been jailed for at least 22 years after his son Ollie was found in his crib in 2017. He had a snapped neck and 23 broken ribs. The child's mum's been jailed for 7 years for causing or allowing his death. Here's Detective Inspector Mark Parrish.
He was put down in the most horrendous ways imaginable. Due to the amount of injuries Ollie suffered and medical expertise needed to examine those injuries, it has taken more than 6 years for this investigation to come to court.
Scotland's Justice Secretary says new figures show controversial hate crime law was required. Police recorded 240 offences in the first week after it came into force, but it received more than 7,000 reports. A labourer has been sentenced to 5 months in jail for abuse and violent behaviour towards cabin crew. Omar Edwards, a pro in London, has been told to stop vaping in the toilet of a flight from Jamaica to Gatwick in November 2022. Assaulting a shop worker is going to be made a specific criminal offence in England and Wales. Ministers previously ruled out introducing new legislation, but they are now making amendments to the Criminal Justice Bill. Offenders could be sentenced to 6 months in prison or get an unlimited fine. Jane Jones works in a supermarket and shared her experiences last year.
I've been threatened with physical violence. I've been threatened with people waiting outside my workplace for me when my shift is finished. Of course, any deterrent, anything that we try as a deterrent is good.
And plans for a Game of Thrones spin-off series about Jon Snow have been scrapped. Kit Harington, who played the character, says the project's off the table. That's the latest. Bye.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. We'll be right back.
Satisfied. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Phoenix and 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orientar crew for the last hour. They're back at 7pm next week. For the next 2 hours, we've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Tonight, you're going to be able to hear my chat with Daryl from Fear of an Infinite Loop. Daryl is a local Brentwood guy who has recently got, he has a long and varied history of involvement in the music scene, and his latest outfit, Fear of an Infinite Loop, have recently released an EP. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with you, because there's a few flashbacks to genres past that will interest you. We've also got the gig guide and a round of Chill with Nick. The first track you heard tonight was Nirvana and In Bloom. This week marked 30 years since Kurt Cobain passed away. And, Nirvana remains influential and popular as ever. In the middle, you heard Silver Sun and I'll See You Around, which is a track I recently rediscovered. How on earth is that track over 25 years old now? Mind you, I was a teenager when it came out, and I'm now very, very aware of what a long time ago that was. And the track you just heard was Luscious Jackson and Naked Eye. And I was a huge Luscious Jackson fan in my teens. That particular track is from 1987. And it was actually about a year ago this week that Vivian Trimble from Luscious Jackson sadly passed away from cancer. So I thought I'd play that today in her honour. So, we've told you what's coming up, and amongst all of those things that we mentioned we've got tons of great music for you as well. And the track that I was going to play you next, I'm looking here, and it was like, I could have sworn I put that in my Dropbox, but it looks like I haven't. This is why I tell people don't be a DJ. So, let's find, what can I play you instead? Well, this one is very apt right now, considering I had to run for my life down the hill to get here. But I won't bore you with that. This is Biss and Headaches.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, my mum's gonna hate me cause I fell in love again. But I promise this one's different, famous last that I said. Mum, you've gotta listen. She's cool and got an accent. She speaks to Espanola and her eyes have actually got that God type of face. The one you see in your magazine. She's got that vintage type of view. She'd be the death of me. But I don't mind dying. Her's the last face that I see. She's beautiful and cutting. And sure, kinda icy. And if I ever overstep, she'll put me in my place. When I'll treat her with just specs, that'll never be the case. I'll be with her for just a minute and then an hour's passed. She's got a really awesome body, shaped like an hourglass. And I love the way she laughs. She's a sexy señorita. Her nose is like a button. Well, mum, you've got to meet her. She mixes up the words when she speaks that Espanola. She lights up a room like a supernova. Well, mum, you've got to listen, please, a roll in your eyes. I swear this one is different. Why would I ever lie? She's leaving soon. She wants to go to Europe. And if love is just a sickness, then I really don't want curing. Now know that this is all a lot. My mum, you won't believe this. When we went to the bar, she even ordered Guinness. And I sound like a broken record. And mama, please don't hate me. Cause God, I think I'm falling. But mama, can you blame me? So I love the way she laughs. She's a sexy señorita. Her nose is like a button. Oh, mum, you've got to meet her. Mixes up the words when she speaks that Espanola. She lights up the room just like a supernova. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. She's got them beautiful eyes like you see on the TV. Wonderful thighs, I can see them next to me. Her hair smells great, I can't seem to let it go. I really think I love her, I think it's pheromone. And I love the way she laughs, a sexy senorita. Her nose is like a button.
Phoenix FM.
Closer to you. selfish again. But we told for the past and location, the ending's the same. No love for patience, the ending's the same. Oh, the ending's the same. No love, no salvation. No love, no salvation.
You are listening to Curveballs on Phoenix FM. So, we just played you three tracks in a row. First up, with Headaches. BIS are doing some 30th anniversary gigs next month. And over the next couple of months, I think, might have some tickets available for those. Then, in the middle, you heard Fraser Morgan and Fell in Love Again. A new material from him coming very soon. We are hopefully going to be featuring him on this show next month. Very much looking forward to having him back in. And he's one of the bands who are going to be playing at the latest Shaxter Sessions Weekender gigs that's happening in Chelmsford Friday and Saturday. We'll have the full lineup for you in the second hour of the show. The track you just heard was Invaders and OT Noises. And well, on the subject of local gigs coming up, it is now, I think, what, about 3 or 4 weeks until we next head over to Canvey for the latest All Day that the various members of the Invaders and the Ends are putting on. Expect to hear a lot more about that on the show very soon. So, it is nearly 8.30, and you'll be hearing from my guest tonight, Daryl from the band Fear of an Infinite Loop, after I've played you this track of theirs entitled Sirens.
Your head now, just walk away.
Fear of an Infinite Loop here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and their track Sirens. And I chatted to Daryl from the band Fear of an Infinite Loop about that track, which was featured on the show a few times the last few weeks, and other material they have. We'll have another track of theirs coming up, and well, his long involvement with music. There's some blasts from the past that you'll be hearing here for sure. Here's what he had to say.
Phoenix FM.
You are with Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and you've just heard Sirens by Infinite Loop, a track that we've played on the show a few times over the last few weeks. And the main man behind Fear of Infinite Loop, and indeed that track, joins me now. Hello, Daryl Bass, how are you?
Not too bad, Nick, thank you. It's nice to meet you. How are you doing? You all right?
I am good, thank you. It's good to meet you too. So,
yeah, I'm...
Go for it.
After you. Yeah, just chuffed you've been playing the song, Nick. Right, it's much appreciated. As many people can hear us, the better. So, you know, thanks for your interest.
Oh, well, more than glad to be of service, matey. We're going to hear another track from Fear of Infinite Loop in a bit, which is very different to that one. So it shows there's lots of diversity going on. Who is in Fear of Infinite Loop with you?
Fear of Infinite Loop is formed of myself, Daryl Bass, Ryan Dawson Favaloro, and Austin Reynolds. That we're a trio at the moment, but we're going to be playing live, so we'll be getting some more musicians in for that. But three of us so far.
Excellent, good stuff. Now, you are a Brentwood man, but Fear of Infinite Loop are actually quite international, aren't they?
We seem to be getting played, you know, we're getting played in Prague, Austria, I'm hearing rumours we're getting played in lots of places, and our singer Caroline is based in Lisbon, so she moved over to Hackney for a year or so to work on the material with me.
Mm-hmm.
I met her through a guy called Denny Newman, who's a, you know, a bit of a Brentwood legend, a blues guitarist. He introduced us, and so yeah, there's the three of us, but so we're getting other people getting involved all the time, and we're going to put this on live if we can, which is going to be a wonderful challenge a little bit later in the year. So that's the three of us comprise Fear of an Infinite Loop.
Excellent, good stuff. And well, tell us about your background in music, Daryl. There's a few different things you've been up to over the years.
Yeah, well, quite a lot. When I met Austin, that was we started working for some of the Romford rave labels like Suburban Bass, Strictly Underground. Up to that, I've been playing with the Hanging Tree, indie guitar music. And Austin and I, we've collaborated so many times over years and years and years. We've done a remix for Ziggy Marley. We've had stuff on Acid Jazz. I've had stuff on Café Del Mar. But no one really knows who we are, Nick. You know, we pick a dark room, get in a studio, and one day we come out looking white as ghosts and hope that we've done something useful. And I think this time we're all really happy with what we're doing and the direction we're taking. So yeah, I've been in and around music for years, doing all sorts of stuff with all sorts of wonderful people, really.
Yes, and all sorts of musical styles, which people are definitely going to hear on the two tracks that we're going to hear from you tonight. So, what would you say are your main... What music are you listening to at the moment? What's influencing you at the moment?
That's interesting. I thought you might ask that. as far as how things relate to our music, there's just so many influences. I can't remember people mention Scott Walker, Marian Faithfull, Nico, all sorts of acts. But I'm listening to a band called Krongbin from Thailand. And I guess, you know, if I've got a hero in music, someone that I'm still kind of in awe of, it's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I'm a massive fan of theirs, and going to see them, you know, later this year. I've seen loads of times. So I like to explore the darker edges of music, you know, what's possible. So Caroline's voice gives me the chance, but she's got a very stern edge to her voice. So, Burt Bacharach as well. I think the track, the French track that you're about to play, Je Suis, is a lot of my friends have noticed, but they know I like Bacharach, and they can hear the influence in what we've done. So influences just veer wildly across the spectrum, and I just try and drag them in where I can, and make something out of it that refers, to sort of the stuff I like. It's a wonderful journey, and it's a pleasure to be doing stuff and not to be held down to having the right to order for publishers. Although I'm, grateful for work I've had.
Yeah.
I'm just doing my thing now, and hopefully, obviously some people are really enjoying it already, which is great.
Indeed it is. So tell us about this EP, which, is it upcoming or is it already out?
Well, we've got a six-track mini-album out on all streaming platforms. It's called The Human Condition by Fear of an Infinite Loop. That comprises six tracks. We've got a follow-up eight-track album coming out later this year, around September. The first album's called The Human Condition, and the second one's called Hurry Up Alien. So make of that what you will. It's a second album deals more with the thought that maybe some aliens are going to come and save us all from, doing damage to ourselves and to try and help us treat ourselves a bit better. So, you'll have to wait for that one. But the title track, Hurry Up Alien, is very funny, I think, and very beautiful. So, so that's where we're up to at the moment. Other than that, I'm looking to work with one or two other artists within this setup. One of them being an opera singer. I worked on the Fifth Element. She was the blue alien lady in the Fifth Element, Marwen. And I'm looking to try and write a 20-minute operatic piece in English. I can't speak Italian. In English. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. There's a lot going on for me at the moment, and a lot of interesting people to work with.
Indeed. Well, you could always ask Caroline about it, seeing that she speaks five languages.
Yeah.
Not many people can brag that they have a multilingual in their band. So
no, they can't. And, I've tried all of the languages that she employs, but at least with French, I have a kind of smattering of an understanding of that myself. So, and our French teacher friend that it checks what I'm writing to make sure it's grammatically correct and all of that. But yes, Caroline probably could write the opera herself, and I'll just stand there waving my arms about. I've always wanted to do that.
Well, given how successful you have been in crossing a few genres, I imagine opera and conducting would actually probably come quite easily to you.
It's the last frontier. It's the last frontier. I doubt I'll get conducting, but definitely. I've been working on the operatic piece for a while now, and I'm really looking forward to doing it. Only when we've got our follow-up album out, and then we'll move on next year to the more operatic stuff. And I expect things to get stranger and darker. And I think, it'll be very interesting music, indeed. And, so I really wasn't expecting this around at the moment, Nick. I really wasn't. But I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from people in the industry, and I want to make the most of it while I still can,
Yes, well, it is well earned, matey, as well, I would say. So, do you have plans for any live events coming soon?
Indeed, yes, that's what we're going to be working on mainly this summer. We're just putting the musicians together. We'll be starting out somewhere in Brentwood. That's where I live. That's where we're going to start. It'll be a really good show. We'll have a lot of imagery projected onto the stage, a lot of decent lighting, some really good sound engineers working it coming down from London. And I'm looking to put on something, you know, quite spectacular. And also perhaps a couple of short tours. You know, we spoke to a couple of people about maybe a couple of trips to Los Angeles and a couple of trips into Europe, just where we're getting radio play. So, yeah, putting together the musicians for that. And, yeah, I think we've got a really good band coming together. So I'd expect the first performances to be around early September when the next material comes out.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, good luck with that. Remind us where people can get their hands on the current EP.
The current EP is available on Bandcamp. That's the faster copies. That's Fear of an Infinite Truth, The Human Condition. Or you can stream the MP3s from YouTube, Spotify, etc. Obviously, being a purist, the master copies sound a little bit better, but you can listen to whatever way you want. And there's also a Facebook page for Fear of the Loop, which will be up and running within the next couple of days. So if people want to contact me about the music or leave comments, I'll get to engage with whoever's interested.
Excellent. So, yeah, so look up for... So I was my next question was going to be, where can I find you on the socials? I suppose we should stay tuned and look up Fear of Infinite Loop on Facebook.
That would be the one. That would be the one. That would be the best way.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today, Daryl. And we are all really excited to see where you move next, particularly with this operatic side. Very few musicians have moved into that. That's definitely uncharted territory. And... I, for one, will be watching fascinated.
Well, thank you, Nick. You know, it's always good to let your ambition try to outstrip your ability. So I'm going to try everything I can while I can. But thank you for your time, Nick. It's good to talk to you.
It's good to chat to you too, matey. Next up, we'll be listening to a bit of I Am, Are You, Je Suis, Et Vous from The Infinite Loop here on Pulse on Phoenix FM.
Oui, êtes-vous? Vous avez compris, j'ai changé. Pourquoi êtes-vous devenu si étrange?
Wait.
So how much were you, how many of the lyrics were you able to work out from your French lessons at school, from what you remember of those? That is Fear of an Infinite Loop here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Many thanks to Daryl from the band for chatting to us earlier on today. That track of theirs was entitled Je suis, et vous? I am, are you? And yes, looking forward to hearing more from Fear of an Infinite Loop very soon. And the, as mentioned, look them up on Bandcamp to get your hands on the EP that both of those tracks are from, entitled The Human Condition. Next week here on Curveballs, well, it's hard to believe he hasn't been on the show for over a decade. It's the return of Bob Colum.
Who made you believe you don't really mean what you say? To tell you the truth, it isn't much use anyway. Don't say yes, say no. You better not say I told you so. Wish I may, wish I might. I'll be leaving on the first train tonight. I need a tall glass of muddy water. Sun. I need a tall glass of muddy water. I'm burning out in the sun, in the sun. It's red light stop, close up shop, now you're through. Turn off the light, it's not a good night to be you. And all for one. Wake me up when you think that you're done. And if I die before I wake, I'll leave your name with the man at the gate. I need a tall glass of muddy water. I've been burning out in the sun. I need a tall glass of muddy water. Who made you believe you don't really mean what you say? Tell you the truth, it isn't much use anyway. Don't say yes, don't say no. You better not say I told you so. Wish I may, wish I might. I'll be leaving on the first train tonight. I need a tow.
Bob Collum, and Tall Glass of Muddy Water here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM from a forthcoming best of album that he has coming out next month, I think on the 17th of May, and he'll be in next month chatting to us all about that. Very much looking forward to having him in. You with Curveballs on Phoenix FM, let's have a look at the next 7 days in gigs, and we kick things off with a band who've been quite busy on the local scene recently, and their next gig, they are going to be playing at the Notting Hill Arts Club this coming Friday. The band are Alexander Valentine, and this is That Mood.
Intoxicating's all of the poison you drink. Do yourself a fool when they're into you. Let me tell you, they're all looking for right words to say. But it's true that I've been accused of saying,
when you gotta draw the line, you gotta draw the line.
Do yourself a fool when they're in team. Let me tell you, they're looking for words to say. But it's true that I've been accused of the same.
Playing at the Notting Hill Arts Club in London this coming Friday. That is Alexander Valentine here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Moving further out into Essex, and at the Black Bull in Chelmsford, it's the latest Shaky Sessions weekender. There'll be tons of live music coming up on both Friday and Saturday. Friday evening specifically, and then all day Saturday.
And headlining on Friday night, if I've read the bill correctly, hopefully I have, you'll be able to see I'll give you the full lineup of everyone who's playing in a bit. But first up, headlining on the Friday night will be this lot, the Lemon Curd Kids.
Let's go.